My name is Andrea Mrozek. I am the Executive Director of the Institute of Marriage and Family Canada. The IMFC has long advocated for family income splitting as a measure to create tax equity between families that look roughly similar. We believe it is a public policy that empowers families by allowing them to keep more of their own hard-earned money. Families work as a unit, so we believe they should be taxed as a unit, and we look forward to the discussion that we will have here today on this important public policy. Of course, we are delighted to have Dr. Jack Mintz, but I will wait to introduce him. First, I'll introduce the IMFC. For those of you who don't know us, we are a family research think tank. We're located just a block or two from here in the heart of downtown Ottawa. Peter John Mitchell, he's at the back, give a wave. Derek Miedema is also at the back. And Eloise Catadella is also there, and these are our IMFC team. So at any point, if you have questions, please feel free to ask any one of us. We do events such as this. We put out papers such as these, the limits of anti-bullying legislation. We did one on demographics, partnering with a sociologist, Dr. Brad Wilcox, and partnering with Child Trends, mapping family change and child well-being in countries across the world. Those are just some examples of the work that we have done in the past year. We welcome you to sign up for our updates or follow us on Twitter, the_IMFC, and we're also on Facebook. We're thankful to many people for helping us to make this event happen today. No more so than we are thankful for our two co-hosts, who I will introduce now and give them the opportunity to say a couple of words. The Honourable John McKay and MP Stella Ambler. Going in alphabetical order then, Stella Ambler is Member of Parliament for Mississauga South. So between our two co-hosts, we have the GTA covered. She was first elected in May 2011. Prior to the election, Stella served as the Director of Regional Affairs for Finance Minister Jim Flaherty. Stella has quite a diverse past, actually, in business, as a mother, as a volunteer in her community, and in politics on various boards. She is currently on the Standing Committee on Aboriginal Affairs and Northern Development, the Status of Women Committee, and was recently elected as chair for the Special Committee on Violence Against Aboriginal Women. So thank you very much, Stella, for being a co-host, and if you'd like to say a couple words.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Andrea. And this doesn't seem to be on, but can everyone hear me? Alphabetical always works for me, so thank you. And welcome to all of you. I just wanted to say thank you for this opportunity, Andrea. I think this is a great topic to be discussing on a Monday in Ottawa. I think it'll start the week off right for many of us, members of Parliament. And I want to say that I first came across, and I think we did meet in Mr. Mintz in the early 90s when I worked at Queen's Park for Mike Harris. And that was back in the day when I had to explain who Mike Harris was, leader of the third party in the Ontario legislature. A few years later, I didn't have to tell anybody who he was anymore. I remember, so that I know that some of your ideas, even back then, trickled their way into the Common Sense Revolution, which was the policy platform document in 1994 for the 95 election. And so some of the business tax ideas, I believe it was, were incorporated into that platform. And so I'm hoping to see this one incorporated again, as it was in our last platform. But my interest in being here too is also personal, in that I spent 9 years at home with my children as a stay-at-home mom. Although my husband would say, "When were you at home?" But other than that, I do believe in this as a concept and a policy. So I'm very anxious to hear what you have to say today, Mr. Mintz, and I thank you for being here, and thank all of you as well.
Thank you, Stella. I'll introduce the Honourable John McKay. We're also very grateful to for co-hosting. The Honourable John McKay is Member of Parliament for Scarborough Guildwood and has recently been elected for his sixth term. He's always lived in Scarborough. He went to the University of Toronto Scarborough campus, followed that up with a law degree at Osgoode. Today he is the Liberal Party of Canada critic for defence. And as the result of being a member of Parliament for so many years, I couldn't possibly tell you all the committees that he has chaired and sat on. Mr. McKay and his wife Carolyn have 5 children, and if you'd like to say a word or two about the topic at hand, we welcome that.
Thanks very much. I don't think I've ever run into as much difficulty sponsoring an event. but it is notable that it is a Liberal co-sponsor here. It is not my party's platform. Nevertheless, Jack does have this talent for throwing the cat in with the pigeons. And I do recollect when I was a parliamentary secretary to Ralph Goodale that it was quite frequently we would say, now what's Mintz saying this today about whatever it was? That was from your perch at Queen's at the time. I thought that this was a worthwhile event to do because there's maybe some hope here that we can take it out of the wedge issue, politics du jour milieu, and actually have a reasoned conversation of what is a provocative public policy. Public policy doesn't occur in a vacuum. It occurs with in a sort of a competing range of other alternatives, and I think this the idea of income splitting certainly is one that that does need to be that does need to be raised. So I'm looking forward to, and I'm pleased to sponsor this effort on behalf of the Institute of Marriage and Family, and look forward to a quite a thorough and provocative discussion. Thanks.